Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the feast of St. Bartholomew, Apostle. And from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is Learning from Friends.
The reading from the Gospel of John. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom the Moses wrote in the law and the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" And Jesus answered and said, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are a son of God. You are the king of Israel." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see the heavens opened and the angels of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Have you ever been invited by a friend to meet someone they found exciting? Whether it be in person, in a book, a movie, a concert, a play. Sometimes I've met the suggestions with skepticism. Other times I went along with it for the ride to see where it led. Today's responsorial psalm reminds us that your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. In the gospel, Philip goes to bring Nathanael to Jesus. Nathanael is a skeptic at first. Can any good come from Nazareth? He hears Philip say, "Come and see." Jesus calls him a true child of Israel, a person of truth, honesty, and one who seeks God. Under the fig tree is a symbol of his sitting, studying scripture. And so Nathanael, true to form, challenges Jesus with, "How do you know me?" When you connect with people who are good for you, you feel it. That's a big deal. You want to share it and name it. Nathanael does, as son of God, king of Israel. Jesus retorts that he will see greater things than him being called out from under a fig tree. Which of your friends makes God known to you, and how? My friend Linda and a few others did it, calling me most every night when I had long COVID. It was their love and challenging presence that made God present to me. Today, how do you show the kingdom of God to others, opening your heart and theirs to the love of our God?